You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up, everybody? What's up? This is your boy DJ Nash. Oh, okay, we'll just keep it Nash. Yes, we're not gonna change it to anything different for now, just for now. But yeah, as time goes on, we'll get a name that's gonna suit, yeah, the station with the person. Okay, yeah, that was me trying to be creative right there. But yeah, we'll keep it as DJ Nash. We're not gonna go and change it for now, except when we go into the future. And I know you guys are gonna keep on listening to the shows, so when we're gonna go into the future and all the stuff, that's where we're gonna be able to obviously know what are we gonna change it to. But yeah, by the way, my name is Nash, aka Fearless Eagle. So you never know, we might get a DJ name that is similar to Fearless Eagle. So just, yeah, future, you know, in general and all the stuff. But yeah, we'll keep it like that. So today's topic is gonna be really interesting, and it's gonna be an awesome topic, which is faith. Yes, faith, that is the topic. Faith, we're gonna be speaking on faith. I know we've done something similar to this in the past, but this year, you know, we want to touch on faith again. Yes, we want to touch on faith again. So we're gonna be looking at faith, but now on a different level, on a whole nother level. So if you tuned into this and you're listening to this, you're gonna have a lot of interesting stuff coming towards you. So don't go anywhere, we'll be right back. We're gonna get into the news after the short break.
Hey, yo, it's Incense. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music, you know what it is.
So we back here, yeah, back into the new session. Yes. So we're gonna be tackling a whole interesting different variety of topics and stuff like that, if I can put it like that. So first up, we're gonna be looking at, basically all of this thing came from She Knows Daily. Now they love, you know, giving news and the latest stuff and all those things. And yeah, just for today, you know, today's news headlines from She Knows Daily News. Yes, so first up on the headline is basically delicious food ideas that we can get from the royal families. So basically what happens is She Knows Daily actually goes and checks out all the different recipes, you know, when it comes to royalty, you know, like the royal side, all those different countries that have you know, basically king, queen, yes, in as a governor, if I can put it that way, as the person that's ruling the whole country. Yeah, those type of countries, they actually, you know, have interesting dishes that they make and all those stuff, like the queen's Scottish pancakes. So all of those things, yeah, those are like recipes that we can actually get to learn and actually do them, you know. And also another interesting one, which was, you know, like, ooh, looked very delicious, eh? I love cake. And it's called Kate Middleton's Chunky Recipe. So, ooh, go check that out. You'll see some other interesting cake recipe that you can make. And then you got other stuff like the Avocado Toast Whisperer. Woo! Those are like royalty, you know, that's royal type of food. Royal type of food. If you've never had that, go check it out. It's gonna blow your mind away. And then, yo, there's one that's gonna tickle your stomach, okay? And it's called the Middleton's Morning Sickness Fix. Woo! It's another dish right there. Another dish with some interesting, awesome stuff. There's like peanuts involved. There's like, yo, it's a dish, man. Yeah, it's a morning breakfast dish. So make sure you go check it out. But yeah, there is just some of the royal family's delicious food that they actually make. So you can actually steal some food ideas from the royal family. And that is what, yeah, we can do. And that is what She Knows Daily does. They actually go and looks they look at the latest stuff and all those things, and then they share them with us. So go check them out. Those are like some of the recipes that you can actually do for yourself and actually blow people's minds away, because they're gonna feel like they're in a royal house. Wouldn't you want people to feel like that? Then we got the next news headline, which is basically Jenna, Darren, and her boyfriend Steve Kazi. They just passed a major relationship milestone. So right there, they're actually together, killing it and actually going forward, which is like really awesome, because they're doing great stuff. And yeah, together, winning on another level. Yeah, that's what we gotta do, you know. We gotta actually stay together, stick together, you know. Even though we got different challenges that are happening, we mustn't let those challenges, you know, hold us back and all those things. No, they don't need to hold us back. So that's just something that we should know and always remember. And then the next one is basically referring to Emma Stones. Now, yeah, the news and the media, like, okay, me, I do not agree with this, but the funny thing is it's a reality. So they're actually saying, this is what the media is saying. The media is saying, we can't stop staring at all of Emma Stone's funky wallpaper. Yes, that is what they're saying. So right there, she is actually being watched by the public audience. Like, it's like her whole life is on display, if I can put it that way. So if she does something wrong, they expose it, stuff like that. So that is what is actually happening. So it's like really interesting. But yeah, that for me, like, why would you want to focus on someone else's life? Like, can't you just focus on your life and getting your life right and focusing on the right stuff, your right purpose, your right priorities and all those stuff? So I'm just saying, and you know, there's people out there that don't really agree with me, and yeah, that is how it is. It is what it is. So yeah, second last news headline is basically how to make cheese taste better. Now if you go on She Knows, you're actually gonna see one of their headlines is actually titled "Want to Make Your Cheese Taste Better? Play this music for it." Yes, so what they're saying is there's music that makes your cheese taste better, so it's gonna inspire you to make your cheese taste better. If you wanna know what that music is, go to She Knows Daily and you're gonna find out. So that was the second headline. And then the second last headline. And the last headline is basically, you're in SA, RSA, not SA. It's still the same thing, yes. But now when I say SA, you know, sometimes people think South America or, you know, those areas, you know, something like that. I know I'm blessed, like, excuse me, I'm like really blessed, thank you guys. You see, that's why you guys are family, man, really awesome. So yeah, right here in RSA we got the Lord of the Sheds. Yes, the Lords of the Sheds, we're shedding the Lord. So it's like really happening this Saturday. We're like in the darkness killing it. Yeah, we got no fear, put it that way. Yeah, so we got no fear right here in RSA. So that is what is happening here. We got the short of the lights, the load shedding. Yes, we're killing it here on another level. And I remember there was a time when we load shedding was actually popular, you know, all over the world. Like, they even started making adverts on load shedding, and it was like really funny, those things. So yeah, it's back. Yeah, it's back. And yeah, we're killing it. We are fearless here. So don't be afraid of the dark, because we are the light. That was it for the news headline, and I'm gonna see you guys after this short break. Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
As above, so below. Most incredible, my God is sure.
fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
So going back into the session, man, like, yeah, this is the session where we talk about music. And yeah, guys, like, I got a question. What is the purpose of music? That is my question. Like, have you ever wondered? I know I just said it. Have you ever wondered? Yes. Have you ever wondered? But I like the previous one. So have you ever wanted? Not wanted. So excuse my tongue twisting moment there. But have you ever wondered what is the purpose of music? I mean, I asked myself that. I was like, okay, Nash, like, what is the purpose of music? And then guess what? I went to Google and I asked Google, what is the purpose of music? And this is what Google said. Music's purpose is to express and modulate emotions. Music's primary use is mood control. So people's moods get controlled by music, which is actually true. You listen to funky music, there you are in a funky feeling, yeah, killing the funky, yeah, you know, that type of, yeah, experience. And then you get people who are listening to sad music, they're like, I feel so hopeless. Why? Because of sad music. Okay, yeah, that's some people. And then you get other people that listen to interesting music, eh, like heavy metal and all those other stuff, like rock. And yo, they're like just on another level. Yo, you know those things, yeah. They're like heavy stuff. Yeah, so there is music right there. And then Google went on to say, what is the function of music? For me, it's like, yeah, the same thing, the purpose, function. But yeah, apparently to Google, it's different stuff. Now, when it came to what is the function of music, Google said the concept of musical functions is foundational to musical analysis and essential to the understanding of musical styles. A musical function describes the role that a particular musical element plays in the creation of a large musical unit. I know that is like too much information, eh? Too much information. But yeah, let's just keep to why do we use music. So why do we use music? Music is a natural tool because it is a universal form of communication. Imagine, I never really thought of that. That is like mind-blowing. Music is a universal form of communication. When animals sing their songs to one another, this is music used for communicating and even mating. Wow, that's, yeah, interesting. So when animals do that, well, it's deep. And then it goes on to humans. Humans use music for many different reasons, such as entertainment or to exercise, which is true because I also use music to exercise. Even plants and babies can benefit from listening to music. Plants, I never thought plants, but babies, yeah, that one you obviously know. But yeah, that is like really what's happening. So that's concerning music. Now, something that I want to end off this music session is basically the music that you listen to, it's either it's on one side or the other side. So there's two sides involved. There's God's side and there's the devil's side. The music that you listen to, it's either it's on God's side or it's on the devil's side. So make sure the type of music that you listen to is on God's side. Because, okay, in fact, how do you identify the two difference? Music that's on God's side glorifies God, gives him all the praise and worship and all the stuff, you know. The main concept there is God. It might be a testimony in the music or the song, but it relates to God. It actually references back to God. So that is how you identify music that belongs to God. Music that belongs to the devil, there's corruption, there's explicit content. Yeah, I almost said contact. But there's all of those stuff. So there is the difference between the two. So make sure that you're listening to Christ music, which is hot music. And we are about to play you some awesome Christ music, which is hot music. See you after this.
Hold up. They say pick up pace, man. You way too slow.
Chill.
How do a time lapse in my video?
Okay.
Or maybe do a boomerang.
I ain't done.
You can't stop me, boy, Andy Mineo. Flex. Hey, I be puffing up like I hit the pecs. Tell me bring the wood, I'll make them hit the deck. Want me crash the party, boy, I leave it wrecked. Wanna make a cut, better cut the check. Fresh. I be riding waves, boy, I keep it wet.
Keep it wet.
I been climbing ladders like I cut the nest.
Swish.
Put Jesus on a chain, threw it on my neck. All my haters, I'ma keep them blessed.
I got no stress, stay blessed. That's why I'ma pray for my enemies. I got more heart.
pray for my enemies. Pray for my enemies. That's why, yeah. Keep my heart up on my sleeve, I'ma turn the other cheek. I'ma show them all some love when they hate me. I ain't blowing smoke, no vape, nah. I ain't really worried about Nate, nah. Sitting on what he stole, like riding on some date trips. Coming through Texas with my cousin Dayton, pull up. I ain't taking days off, no Beulah. Really want the truth, I keep that thing up in the cooler. Drop so many gems, they gonna turn me to a jeweler. They say I gone crazy, they say I'm out my medulla. Hey. Staying on my back, you can have my shirt.
Have it, homie.
Walking in my shoes is gonna really hurt.
Really hurt.
Want what I had got, but don't know what it worth. If you don't finish last, you won't finish first. I got no stress, stay blessed. That's why I'ma pray for my enemies. I got more heart in my chest. Pray for my enemies. Pray for my enemies. That's why, yeah. I keep my heart up on my sleeve, I'ma turn the other cheek. I'ma show them all some love when they hate me.
I stay low to the ground. Real life, man. I don't need you text me praying hand emoji.
Nah.
You only pray on grams, I don't need no phony.
Nah.
I only want the real, you don't really know me.
No. Try to walk on water, you gon' end up wetter. Talking bad about me, boy, you be better never. I heard what you would call me, been called worse by better. Thank God I'm in this book, all in these red letters. Throwing shade with vexes, I don't need them curses.
I try to give them Jesus when I read these verses.
Ain't speaking Greek, I don't rap in cursive. So you hate me all you want, man, I know my purpose. I got no stress, stay blessed. That's why I'ma pray for my enemies. I got more heart in my chest. That's why I'ma pray for my enemies. Pray for my enemies. That's why. I keep my heart up on my sleeve, I'ma turn the other cheek. I'ma show them all some love when they hate me.
So coming back into it, we actually going into the topic itself, which is faith. The topic of faith. Yeah, faith. Yeah, faith is the topic. And this year, we're going to take it on another level. But now, faith. Most of the questions that you might be asking is, what is faith? What is faith? There's a whole lot of translations and different explanations of faith and all those stuff. Now, even Google has different stuff. So, what is faith? What is faith? So, okay, let's just go to Google. Now, I asked Google faith. In fact, I didn't ask Google. I just wrote faith. And this is what Google says. Google says faith. Number one, complete trust or confidence in someone or something, which I remember last year. We spoke about this, and I remember exactly what it said. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. This restores one's faith in politicians. Yep. So that is the first explanation, you know, the example and all the stuff. So it's complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So right there, that is the first definition of faith. You go to the second one. Strong belief in doctrine or a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. That sounds deep, man. That's like the Holy Spirit fourth dimension stuff, eh? It's deep. It's really deep. Yeah, that's what the Holy Spirit does. I even took a moment for you to process it. But that is what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit does that. Convicts you. Without you actually seeing the proof. Yes, he convicts you. Think about it, convicts you. Probably getting convicted now. So yeah, let's move on. Yeah, so I love that second one. Strong belief in the doctrine or religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. I actually love that one because it actually shows, it explains, if I can put it that way, the difference between a believer that is going to change the world and a believer that is just gonna sit there and do nothing. Now, explanation. Okay, not really explanation, but this is what Google had to say after both of those definitions. Google said, okay, so faith is said to express surprise or emphasize. So faith, our shown, okay, this is an example. It says, faith, I was shown the door myself and came home. So there is an example that Google just showed. I was like, okay, so in a sentence and all the stuff, which is really interesting. But now faith is really interesting. And then this one actually touched, yeah, like my, it tickled my interest. The title is written, what is God's faith? Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, this is what it says. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Sounds like the second definition of things not seen. This passage concerning the function of faith in relation to the covenant of God is often used as a definition of faith. So, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 is actually often used as a definition of faith. So God's faith is basically faith that believes, like Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. So yeah, that is what faith is. You're hoping for and you have assurance for those things even though you have not seen them. That is what faith is, which is really interesting, because in my life, you know, like recently and all the stuff, I've also been in such situations where I hoped for something and I believed. It's like, Lord, you're gonna send it, and guess what? It came. It actually came. So now I must actually work more on being specific with my faith, you know. So that situation, yeah, in fact, that type of situation. So what is faith biblically? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That you have to understand. The evidence of things not seen. Come on, like, that's what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 said. Faith is the connecting power into the spiritual realm, which links us with God and makes him become a tangible reality to the sense perceptions of a person. So that you need to understand. Faith is the basic ingredient to becoming and beginning your relationship with God. So without faith, you are lying. You're not a Christian. Like, you don't have a relationship with God. So you better make sure that your faith actually, yeah, you take it on the standard that you actually need to take it onto. But now, yeah, there was a lot of information for you guys. I'm sure your brain is even like, whoa, like, relax, Mr. Nash. Like, we got a lot of information overload and all those stuff. But yeah, we're gonna go for a break, and then when we come back, we're gonna finish off the show.
I made a promise to God. Yeah. I'ma be honest to God. Yeah. I made a promise to God. Yeah. Gonna be honest to God. Lord, I'm gonna get it together. Yes, I promise I will. I'm living it better. Yes, I honestly will. I make a promise to God. I'm gonna be honest to God. Yes, I make a promise to God. No matter what happens, I'll be honest with God. Lord, I'm confessing my sin. Just look at this mess that I'm in. You broke me out of the clutch. I go back and wrestle again. You said to fight the good fight, but it keeps on checking my chin. The wicked will come to destruction. I can feel death in the wind. Oh, I'm deceitfully wicked at heart. But I guess I underestimate how disbelief it could keep me so deeply in the dark. Yeah, but this is just a test of faith. Does your blood really atone for sin? Or am I on my own again? Yeah, there's so many things I've sown that I am noticing. It got me feeling so alone within. But you say, no matter.
matter what I've done, you're faithful and just. The only one who is unfaithful is us. Then when I see how good you've been to me, from the cradle to dust, I can see how I am able to trust.
Lord, I'm gonna get it together. Yes, I promise I will. Gonna make sure I'm living it better. Yes, I honestly will. I make a promise to God. I'm gonna be honest to God. Yes, I make a promise to God. No matter what happens, I'll be honest with God.
I have worshipped idols and taken your name in vain. Have not kept the Sabbath holy in anything. Dishonored my mom and father about 1,000 times. Committed murder and tried to put it all out my mind. Fornicated, even coveted my neighbor's wife. I've stolen, I've lied and caused a gang of strife. I've even coveted the lifestyle of the upper class. To the point I poisoned my people and did it just for cash. Oh, I'm wicked and I'm much to pray. To my sinful nature, I'm a slave.
I'm repenting for my grimy ways. So please give me a sign I'm safe. Oh,
whatever it takes to bring my dead spirit back to life. Don't wanna wait till tomorrow. Need you to act tonight. And Lord, I'm so sorry I ain't been acting right. But I'm ready to bow. Just bring me back to Christ.
Lord, I'm gonna get it together. Yes, I promise I will. Gonna make sure I'm living it better. Yes, I honestly will. I make a promise to God. I'm gonna be honest to God. Yes, I make a promise to God. No matter what happens, I'll be honest with God.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it together. Yes, I promise I will. Gonna make sure I'm living it better. Yes, I honestly will. I made a promise to God. I'm gonna be honest to God. I made a promise to God.
No matter what happens,
I'll be honest with God.
I'm gonna get it together. Yes, I promise I will. Gonna make sure I'm living it better. Yes, I honestly will. I make a promise to God. I'm gonna be honest to God. Yes, I made a promise to God. No matter what happens, I'll be honest with God.
Getting back into it, I actually want to tackle on two things, faith and hope, because the Bible actually mentions faith and hope, right? Now, what is the difference between faith and hope? If you go into the definition of the dictionary and you actually check both of them, faith is basically described as confidence or trust in a person or something, or belief, yeah, not based on proof. And hope. So basically, faith is you being in a position where you trust and you have confidence in someone or something, and you believe that things are gonna happen even though you don't see the proof. Now, this is what hope is basically described as in the dictionary. It is described as an optimistic attitude of mind based on an expectation or desire. That is what hope is. So faith says it is so now, and hope says, yeah, in the future it could happen. So faith says I'm gonna get it now. Hope says in the future I might get it. So it's like really interesting. So yeah, there's a difference. Faith makes things happen now. Hope is for the future. Hope is a future thing. So that's the difference between the two. And if you get to understand those two, you'll understand why. Yeah, in fact, you'll understand how to live your life as a Christian effective. So what do you mean by faith? Some of you might be asking, you're like, what? by faith is a choice. In case you didn't know, faith is a choice. It is a willingness to believe that something might be true. And for those who don't know, faith, for us to know that you have faith, you need to be acting on that belief. So you need to actually act on that faith. Now, faith is a choice, like I said, to believe in something with no concern for proof. So you don't see the proof, but you have faith that it's going to happen. When that faith is applied to a belief in God, believers will often experience events and emotions that reinforce that belief. Yep, that is what you'll experience living a life of faith. You're going to be effective. Like I said, you need to be effective. So what is the importance of faith? Those that do possess faith generally lead blessed, yep, fun-filled lives, despite the various trials and tribulations, you know, encountered along the way. So, like, even though you hit a wall where you're experiencing a tough time, you still have peace. You're like, yeah, you're fine, man. You're actually awesome. Now, basically a reality for those type of people is they are usually extremely successful, yet grounded in the principle of life. And they are generally inspire others to have faith. And they actually inspire others to improve in every aspect of their life. That is what they do. They actually do that. That is how important faith is. You inspire others through having faith. So how can I have faith in Jesus? Or how can you have faith in Jesus? This is what it says. Now, I went to Google and actually checked, how can I have faith in Jesus? And how can one person have faith in Jesus? So Google said, the way you can have faith is by praying and growing with God, and over time your faith will grow as you have more and more experience with Jesus Christ. Seek faith through God. The Bible clearly says in John chapter 14 verse 13, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that Son may bring glory to the Father. So that the Son may bring glory to the Father. So how do you grow? How do you have faith in Jesus? By praying and reading the Bible and making sure that you're growing in the Bible and your knowledge and your wisdom. And eventually you get to that point where, bah, your faith is inspiring others. What is faith and belief? The words faith and belief are similar words. So Nelson's Bible Dictionary defines faith as a belief in or confident attitude towards God, involving commitment to His will for one's life. Nelson's Dictionary, basically Bible Dictionary, also defines belief as belief is to place one's trust in God's truth. The word belief is in Greek, it's basically pistis. Yeah, that is what belief is, which means confident or trust. So that is what belief means. Yeah, in Greek, means confidence or trust. So think about that. Faith, you want the thing now, and you have confidence and you trust that God will give it to you now. Yeah, so interesting, eh? Faith is really interesting. Now I'm going to close off with this. What is faith based on? If you look at religion, one can define faith as confidence or trust in a particular system or religious belief. That is one side. Now, within which faith may equate, you know, to confidence based on some perceived degree or warrant, in contrast to a definition of faith, you know, as belief without evidence. That is what they can actually, yeah, say, you know, it's based on you believing without evidence. That is what faith is based on, which I truly agree. Faith is actually based on you believing without evidence. There's no evidence, but you know that you're gonna get it. That is what faith is based on. And one thing that I want to say is we all got to get faith. We got to grow in our faith, and we got to make sure that our faith is on another level, a whole another level. So guys, I hope this session actually helped you on another level based on faith. So I'm going to see you guys next week, same time, same place. Don't forget to catch us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. Yeah, that is our website. And then Facebook /activefm777. Get us on Instagram, which is @activefm. Get us on Twitter, which is @activefm777. Yeah, and you can also get the shows on Ayono, so go and check out that as well, Ayono FM. So I'm gonna see you guys same time, same place. On Instagram, we also have a What's the Topic 777 Now page, so go and like the stuff is there as well. And then if you wanna speak to me, yeah, find out some stuff, you have some questions, go on that page and actually drop your message there, or SMS or direct, yeah, message. I will reply as soon as possible.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game. Thank you.
You gotta submit to God, man. Submit to his will. Stop sleeping. Yo, hey, you swerving to the left and swerving to the right. I'ma hit you in your head with a little bit of light. Splash you in your face with a little bit of water. Wake up, you think you gon' be innocent, but no, bruh. I'll show you how I barely started chilling with the father. Used to smoke weed with liquor and sip and flip his daughters. I'm so unworthy, he should keep me from his altar. But trying to figure out his love, I'm mentally exhausted. Now I have plans to make half a meal and get caught carrying that white like Banner's heels. I know you probably can't stand the real. Like you wearing a pair of Nike banana peels. You got your seat linked back and no cruise control. You sleep at his will, I'm about to slam right into a pole. So don't be mad if I shake you a little bit. I'm only trying to help, this road takes you into a pit. Homie, you sleep at his will. When your dreams about his real, there's a $3 bill. So make like a hat and snap back to reality. The price of your sin, he paid that back at Calvary. Homie, you sleep at his will. When your dreams about his real, there's a $3 bill. So make like a hat and snap back to reality. The price of your sin, he paid that back at Calvary. And this ain't only for the hood, cause there's corporate crooks and computer hackers that ignore the book. His word is fresh fire, and you're sure to cook. And once you're well done, you're more tougher with the purest look. Like Moses when he left from the mountaintop, face drenched in glory, shining all around the flock. Speaking laws from the mouth of the sovereign king. Not no political agendas of Constantine. If you wake up, your past will be all a dream. He'll take your jet black heart and he'll wash it clean. Acts 2 verse 12, what does all this mean? It means step forward and join the Father's team. Open your eyes, wipe the slobber from your cheek. Get from behind the wheel and let the Father in the seat. You will see that he was stronger all along when we were weak. I let the Father play the drums and I'm just walking to the beat. Homie, you sleep at his will. When your dreams about his real, there's a $3 bill. So make like a hat and snap back to reality. The price of your sin, he paid that back at Calvary. Homie, you sleep at his will. When your dreams about his real, there's a $3 bill. So make like a hat and snap back to reality. The price of your sin, he paid that back at Calvary.